Hi, Ronnie.
You're in Bedford, and I've had texts on this one. Where are you now?
Well, I'm at the A-list of Bedford statues.
Right.
Do you want to hazard a guess?
The A-list. Oh.
Biggest name from Bedford.
Yeah, Bunyan.
Absolutely. You guessed right. John Bunyan. I'm next to his statue. It's a little busy, as you can hear.
Yes.
But it's a lovely statue, I must say.
Yeah, now, are people coming up and taking pictures of it? Because, you know, the thing about statues, some people forget on their doorstep great things, like that. And you wonder.
Well, I must say, no one's coming up and taking photos or anything like that. Mm-hmm. I did stop and ask one lady, because I must say, I don't know where another... There's a John Howard statue somewhere in Bedford. I'm still a little bit hazy of where we are. Oh, someone's waving at me.
All right. That's nice.
Hello.
Peep your horn. Good. Whoever you are, peep your horn.
Beep your horn.
There you go.
There we go.
That's nice.
She was admiring the statue, obviously.
Yeah, clearly, and you. Ben, we've had a text here. Said, hi, the other one, Joe. There's a statue opposite the police station in Bedford on the roundabout. It represents the Italian people that came to Bedfordshire.
Oh, right.
Right, so maybe you want to go and try and find that now?
I'm being quite honest. My geography is lacklustre.
Ask a policeman where the police station is.
Ask a policeman. There isn't a policeman to hand at the minute. But I can... I'll just wander about.
Yeah, well, just go and ask somebody. That it represents the Italian people, so there's a statue there.
Okay.
All right, Ben.
Italian statue near the police station.
We will return to you later on. Thanks a lot, mate.